With the Champions League returning for the 26-27 campaign, we caught up with two former England internationals, legends of the game and TNT sports pundits to get their expectations, opinions and European memories. Joe Cole, who made 56 appearances in the competition and two-time winner of the Champions League, Owen Hargreaves, who began by giving his thoughts on the new format that was introduced last season.
Well, first of all, I think we're all very reluctant to change, especially something that had given so much to the Champions League historically. I think all the games were amazing. And then I think people think, oh, why are we changing it? But actually, I think the format has been great. I think it's been a breath of fresh air. I don't think any of you anticipated it being... Because I think back in the day in the groups when you played six games, and if you played somebody twice home and away, sometimes that was quite comfortable for the bigger teams. Whereas I think now you saw in that first season, PSG almost getting knocked out in the groups, and then they went on this amazing run. So I think the format as a whole has been super positive. Actually, I think everybody's excited about it. I was speaking to a manager about it last week, actually, and he said, yeah, it's definitely. It's a lot better. There's a lot more jeopardy in it. And I think right down to the wire, we've seen that in the games.
And Joe, three of your former clubs in Liverpool, Aston Villa and Lille are in the Champions League this year. Focusing on the English side, what do you make of their chances? How will they fare?
I think all of the English clubs in all of the European competitions have got a chance. But I would say Liverpool and Aston Villa are probably, you wouldn't back them both because Liverpool have got a fine balance. Aston Villa, I think, he's done a great job in Unai Emery, you know, getting a tune out of them and wheeling and dealing and bringing players in and selling players he probably doesn't want to sell. So it's going to be very, very difficult. And they're new to it, aren't they? It's not something that they're used to. I wouldn't be putting my money on them winning it, but you never know because if Liverpool click into gear, Barkala, if he can hit the ground running, then they have an opportunity. And Aston Villa, you can never rule out Unai Emery because of his track record. He is probably one of the most decorated managers in European football. I know it's mainly in the Europa League and that, but he still has a knack and a way of managing these campaigns. And I think, listen, they're going to need a lot of luck and a lot of things to go for them, Aston Villa, but certainly Liverpool, if Barkala starts, we'll have a chance.
Yeah, and I want to talk about Chelsea as well, obviously not in the Champions League this year. You made 50 appearances for them in the competition over the years. Now, is it a blessing in disguise for the club that they don't have to deal with these extra games whilst they're in a bit of a transitional period, do you think?
It's never good to not be in the Champions League, but you play this. The situations of your club is what you are at the moment. And Chelsea's situation, it's been a mess for a while. Probably winning the World Club Cup and the Conference League probably papered over some of the cracks. Last season, the way it ended up, you know, wasn't where the club wanted to be 4 years into the new regime. So now it's a reset. It's been a change of policy and it's been a good start. And then it certainly will benefit them. And I fully expect them to be back in the Champions League next year.
And Owen, all three teams you played for during your senior career, Bayern Munich, Man United and Man City, they've all qualified. Talk us through how you think they'll do.
Well, I think Bayern are one of the favourites. The way Vincent Kompany had the team playing, I thought they went toe-to-toe with PSG in probably one of the best games I think we've ever seen, the first one. PSG probably had just a little bit too much, but I think they'll be better this year at Bayern. Obviously, United, I think being in the Champions League is kind of the starting point and they're back there. So I think that's kind of the level, that's the achievement, kind of just being there. I don't think anybody thinks they'll go on and get deep into the semi-finals or the finals, but I think that takes a little bit of time. And obviously City have one of the best squads in the competition. You know, I think PSG are probably favourites for me. I think Real, Barca, Bayern and Arsenal. But if you look at City's team, with the business they've done and the players that they've signed, my word, I mean, that attack, they've got four of the best wingers in the whole competition. You know, Semenyo, Ndoku and obviously, I think Ndiaye is going to be an amazing addition to that team. He's an amazing dribbler, 1v1. Obviously, Erling, you know, does pretty well himself as well. So, Donnarumma. Be fascinating to watch Man City kind of integrate all those players and obviously a whole new-look central midfield with £300 million central midfield players. So, City will be right there at the end. But I think PSG are my favourites. And I think Bayern can push anyone, you know, right to the end.
So, Owen, we'll come on to your two Champions League wins in just a moment. Joe, you came very close to winning the competition, making it to the 2008 final with Chelsea, eventually losing on penalties. But after winning pretty much everything else there is to win at club level, do you feel like that's the one that got away for you?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think certainly during that period at Chelsea, we was capable of doing it. I think it was four or five semi-finals. And I think it's just sometimes it's written in the stars. It was I loved my time playing in the Champions League. Real privilege to do it, playing against the big Italian teams in particular, who I watched growing up. But yeah, I mean, it will be that. But listen, you've got to be happy with what you got, and I'm certainly happy now that I'm covering the competition and watching all these great games.
Now, Owen, just to make things slightly awkward, you were in that Man United team that beat Joe's Chelsea in the final in Moscow. You scored one of the penalties as well, and you also won it earlier on in your career with Bayern Munich. How does winning the Champions League compare to the other competitions out there, the league trophies and the domestic cups, for example?
Do you know what? It's actually quite weird because I think it was Scottie Scheffler after winning a tournament. He said it's like it's over quite quickly. Mm. Like that sensation. I remember before the game, I remember thinking, I was 19, I think, when we played Valencia in Milan. I remember thinking, wow, this has changed my life. I'm going to feel so different. Mm. And I remember, obviously, it was amazing to win. We won on penalties. And I remember, but it does, because when you have this kind of build up to something so vast and then you do it, but then you still got reality sets in, you still got to go to bed, you still got to wake up and you still got to kick on. And I think so. As amazing as it is, it's still a feeling. And you know that feeling, I don't know if you played football as a kid and you won tournaments and trophies, that feeling of winning is like so powerful in the moment. It's actually amazing. But actually, it goes away and then you have to kind of kick on again. And I think the great teams, you've got to enjoy the moment. That's the one thing I don't think I did enough of. I don't think I enjoyed the big moments enough, because winning trophies, whether the Premier League or Bundesliga or Champions League, they're special moments. You have to enjoy them because there's a lot of stuff that goes with on the flip side of it. But I do think it kind of, once you've won, you celebrate and then it's over. And then the great teams, you got to kick on. The Chelsea's, they go push for more trophies, Bayern and United as well. So I think that's what separates the good teams from the great ones. As you look at PSG, just went back to back. It's hard to do that. So I think you got to enjoy the moment, but then you got to, how can we improve? How can we kick on and take the next step?
And Joe, one final one from me. We saw Arsenal reach the final and lose to PSG on penalties last time out. Are Arsenal the biggest English threat in the competition? Will PSG win it for a third time, or is there another side you fancy this year?
I quite fancy Real Madrid with Jose. I think Arsenal, PSG and Real Madrid are the three biggest, but also throw Man City in there. Like Owen said earlier, they've revamped the midfield, £300 million players. They've got some great dribblers, all the same reasons Owen said. And I think it's mad to say, but I think, because nobody's mentioned in Man City, I think they could be the dark horses. BFBS, the Forces Station.